Now nine Republicans want the job. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. It's 20 days since the House had a speaker and could get any work done. Jim Jordan lost three votes on the House floor last week and dropped out. New speaker candidates had until noon yesterday to announce their intention to run, and nine did.
Jack Bergman of Michigan, Byron Donalds of Florida, Tom Emmer of Minnesota, Kevin Hearn of Oklahoma, Mike Johnson of Louisiana, Dan Muser of Pennsylvania, Gary Palmer of Alabama, Austin Scott of Georgia, and Pete Sessions of Texas. The plan is to have them state their cases at a closed-door forum tonight, ahead of a secret caucus ballot Tuesday. Republicans hope the one who emerges will do what Jim Jordan could not, unite the party and reopen the House for business. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Israeli military increases the number of known hostages held by Hamas militants in Gaza to 222.
The Israelis continue limited raids into Gaza to try and look for information about the hostages that are being held there, and also to ensure that they are clearing the path for that expected ground operation.
Fox's Trey Yanks. The health ministry in Gaza reports 436 Palestinians, including 182 children, killed in Israeli military strikes in the last 24 hours. The funeral is held in Oak Park, Michigan, for Samantha Wall, a 40-year-old president of a synagogue in Detroit, stabbed to death Saturday morning. Her sister Monica.
She was a model citizen, a model Jewish citizen, who forged a path for herself and countless others to feel more connected with local community, Israel, and the whole of humanity.
Police have not identified a suspect and say they have no evidence of any motive, including anti-Semitism. Former President Trump on social media says a New York Times story about Trump sharing classified information with an Australian billionaire, Anthony Pratt, is fake news, and calls Pratt a red-haired weirdo. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a doorframe. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawontwait.com. That's gawontwait.com.
The State Department warns the United States will defend the Philippines in the case of armed attack. The Philippines says the Chinese Coast Guard blocked and collided with two of its ships on a Navy resupply mission in the South China Sea. The Chinese Coast Guard blames the Philippine vessels for causing the collisions. A man shot and killed at a clothing store in Rochester, New York. Police say the suspect, who's not in custody at this point, came in, shot the victim several times, and left. There's a gun safe recall.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission reveals Fortress Safe has recalled 61,000 gun safes that use fingerprint reader technology, citing a programming flaw. The recall targets the Fortress biometric safes, lockboxes, and gun cabinets sold under the names Cabela's, Gettysburg, Legend, Range and Field, and Fortress. The commission saying the user can believe they have properly programmed the biometric feature when, in fact, the safe remains in the default open mode, allowing anyone, including children, to gain access to what's inside. Citing 39 reports of the safes opening to unauthorized users in a lawsuit alleging a 12-year-old boy died from a firearm after obtaining a gun from one. Folks can find out more by going to CPSC.gov. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
At the movies.
Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, continues its reign on the box office, bringing in $32 million in its second week in theaters.
People would come up to me and they'd be like, you're going to just like do a show with like all the albums in it? And I was like, yeah, it's going to be called the Eras Tour. See you there.
Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon comes in second place, pulling in $23 million during its opening weekend. Exorcist, The Believer, drops to third place, bringing in $5.6 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Stock futures are lower ahead of the opening bell to start the new week of trading on Wall Street. Baseball, the Rangers beat the Astros 9-2 to force a Game 7 of the National League Championship Series. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. An attorney with the Illinois Comptroller's Office out of a job over anti-Semitic comments she made on Instagram. Comptroller's Office announced they fired the employee, and a screenshot of the Instagram exchange was reposted to X. During the exchange, the lawyer reportedly said, "All you Zionists will pay, and Hitler should have eradicated all of you." Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services will temporarily pause new enrollees for the health benefits for immigrant seniors program. The pause will take effect November the 6th. HFS previously announcing that the new HBIS enrollment would be temporarily paused at 16,500 individuals. An enrollment benchmark the program is expected to reach in the coming weeks. Illinois' unemployment rate up. The Department of Employment Security says the state's jobless rate increased by 0.3% last month to 4.4. However, non-farm payroll jobs decreased by 9,500 in September to a record high, surpassing pre-pandemic levels. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. Good morning. It is the 23rd of October. Glad you're listening on this Monday, ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
Weather brought to you this morning by the Urbana Park District.
They remind you that Work It Circuit kicks into high gear this week. If you'd like to work out on Tuesdays and Thursdays, they have a plan for you at urbanaparks.org.
Mr. Solier, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Well, we had a windy day and a very disappointing end to the Illinois football game on Saturday, but it was...
Yes, we did.
Wind was quite a factor. It really, really was, because whoever had the wind was scoring. We scored against the wind once. Everything else went with the wind. So, anyway, bummer. We got some Brett Bielema. I also got some Brad Underwood. We scored 116 points in the exhibition. So that we had that going for
yes,
us.
Yes, we did.
So for our week, Mr. Greg Solier, our meteorologist, tell me what you're seeing.
Well, it's, you know, try to get it done while we can, while we may. Safety first for our, you know, ag friends out there in harvest mode. Don't think this will be the end of the harvest season, but we've got some pretty good rains. Again, the old juggling act, rain and dryness, or, you know, get the harvest and get things complete. We're ahead of the game in many to most locales. And there'll be another window of opportunity, but we're going to have to wait probably into the sometime in the first half of the month of November. That's the degree of wetter weather that's coming our way. In the meantime, a little frost scraping off the windshield in some spots at 37 over at Wood and Savoy. Same at Danville, 39 at the Kankakee. Get out to the west of us here, 44 by the time. Make that 48 at Peoria, 50s into Iowa. Some rain up through parts of Wisconsin, northeast Iowa, and Minnesota currently. That stays away for the next couple of days, but after that, all bets are off. 68 today with a mostly sunny, breezy, milder afternoon. South winds will be picking up throughout the day. Fair, not as cool tonight in the 50s. Windy, warmer for the day tomorrow, up to 77, even 80 south of Champaign County, and a partly cloudy sky. Could be a shower at spots after midnight tomorrow night. Lows near 60, and a windy and mild Wednesday. A couple of showers around both morning and afternoon at 73. 75, and a couple more showers around for Thursday. On Friday, widespread showers and thunderstorms. 77 will cool off to more seasonal readings in the 60s for the weekend. More rain ahead late Saturday and Sunday. By Monday, Tuesday next week, daytime highs only in the 40s. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Well, so you're in Orlando, Raven Harrison. What is this, vacation? You're speaking? What are you doing?
Well, it turned into that. The initial plan was to come down and see how the constituents were feeling for the Florida rep, you know, on the speaker race.
Okay, so Raven Harrison has joined us now. I happen to have Raven. She ran for Congress. She might do it again. Who knows? She is with us right now. She wrote a book called Raven's Mantle. And that's all over Amazon if you want to go buy that. Fighting the betrayal of America. So I don't know. I mean, there's like 9 new people that want to be Speaker of the House for the Republicans. Is that what I understand?
Yes. Very, very crowded field now.
How are we going to get 217 on anybody?
Well, we're going to have to, the Republican Party is going to have to do something they don't do well, which is unite and finally get behind one person. And they're going to have to get behind the person that we the people want, which is what they didn't do last time. Overwhelmingly, the phone lines blew up. I was checking the sweep across the nation of the ones who were voting against Jim Jordan. And overwhelmingly, the people said they wanted Jim Jordan. And these politicians voted one way in public and then voted another way in an anonymous vote. And there was a lot of there's a lot of pressure from the lobbyists. The lobbyists descended on the Capitol Grill up there on K Street, to go after these politicians, and then they started changing their votes one by one. So we've got a standoff between the establishment and we the people.
Okay, so, I mean, obviously it doesn't make Republicans look very good, Raven. So
no, it does not.
What the heck? I'm not sure you can get – it's just too slim of a margin. And it's the longer it drags on, I think, the worse it looks for the party. So I don't know. I don't know how you coalesce around one.
Well, that's what it's going to be. They're either going to destroy themselves or they're going to use this opportunity to rise. I think that the one ace they have in the hole is they can't spend money. That's what's really going on right now, is until there's a speaker, they cannot write a single check, not to Ukraine, not to Israel, not for any of this. So they have a little bit of incentive to get their act together. But you are correct. It is a horrible look for Republicans, and they should be embarrassed that they're talking about, we need to get back to governing, and you can't even get together and decide on one person. It's not going to happen. So this is where we keep the pressure on and go, guys, you got to grow up and get this done. You know, the American people are really, quite frankly, sick of it.
No, we are. And I think it's not the first year that this has been going on for a bit. And I've just concluded they're all from a country club winking at each other. And, you know, that's what we got Donald Trump because I didn't. It's just bad. So I have this thing and it's weird, but I see myself in a, you know, joint session of Congress, everybody out there. And I'm at the podium. I'm going, you guys are great. Way to go. I got to let y'all go. Okay. I got to let y'all go. We're just going to start over and have term limits, and then everybody can go and serve their country and come home and get their little pharmacy job back, okay? Okay, that's the new rule. We're going to do that. Raven, this is just not working well.
Correct. It's time for a great reset, and I think we should send all the incumbents home. Anybody who's going, well, I did this, nobody cares what you think. You're supposed to be elected to do we the people. It's what we think, and we don't have the money to keep writing checks. We have to secure our border. We have priorities. And if you guys can't handle a speaker vote, guys, hate to break it to you, life's going to get a lot harder. Yeah. So this is where we have to keep the feet to the fire, and that's why I'm down here. What do the people really think? And what they really think is this is childish and ridiculous.
Okay, both your parents military.
Yes.
What's the take on what the heck's going on? Because this feels like a real potential really bad situation in the Middle East and Israel. It feels like this thing could get out of control.
It is. My parents lay this at the square at the feet of Biden. This is inept leadership. China and Russia are ganging up. We armed Iran with equipment and money, and now they're using it to harm Americans. And, you know, it's going to require a swift response. Israel is our ally.
Yeah, but I think we're asking Israel to wait till we get more people out. I mean, Hamas isn't letting everybody go. They have hostages, and then they have people that they don't want to leave because they want them to die as a human shield.
Well, correct, but this has been the way it has been, and it was. But this never moved forward until we put equipment, guns, and money in their hands, which Biden just did. That's the problem. We left $85 billion worth of equipment in Afghanistan, which they are using to murder Americans. We gave them $60 billion. We released. You can't do that. And that's where we are right now, is we've funded them and we've equipped them. So now we have to figure out what to do about it.
All right. We got our challenges. There's a lot going on. Raven, enjoy Florida. Hope it goes well for you. Hope we get a Speaker of the House sometime before the end of the year.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Raven Harrison, our guest, ESPN 93.5. All right, 7:14. Don't know what to tell you. I was there to the end of the football game, and that stung. And, you know, Johnny Newton, was it targeting? He kind of caught the bottom of the chin, led with his hands. And there's a really, really good picture on Twitter of the initial contact was, in fact, with his hands. And I thought targeting was more leading with the crown of your head so you really can't see, clearly with face mask. And listen, it could have been called, I guess, but it could not have been called. And I believe, momentum-wise, everything else, I think we win the football game if it's not called.
I mean, we were leading in the fourth quarter
You know, our offense was struggling, couldn't get a first down. It was struggling last quarter and a half. Mm-hmm. But we're up 21-7.
Right.
And so then it's 21-10. And then They go down, score 21-18. They have the ball, 3 minutes left to call on Johnny Hurt.
Right.
Because not only did it change 30 yards of field position and momentum,
yeah,
you lost to LeBron James.
Right.
He's out.
Right.
And then he's out first half of the Minnesota game week from Saturday, unless they win their appeal. But there's other calls, too. Wisconsin, let me just namby-pamby whine. Wisconsin's clapping. That's how we trigger the offense when Luke Altmyer claps. So if you have opposition clapping that sounds the same, they jump offside. You can't do that. So Brett had to burn a timeout to say you can't do that.
I see.
Ball's rolling away in the wind. They didn't reset the clock, so he had to call a timeout. He did get that one back, saying, you guys have to reset the clock when you move the ball. It blew away.
Okay.
But the officiating is not stellar. May I say that?
Right.
All right.
So Wisconsin won 25-21.
I guess.
Next up is Minnesota on November 4th in Minnesota. So at least we have a bye week where we can regroup.
Get healthy.
Yeah.
But okay. Yeah.
It's our Monday winding session.
Explanation that you get on what was called
Brett Bielema after the game.
Zero. I've been in this league a long time. Everybody's always gonna, you know, have their opinions on things, and I love the Big Ten. I love the officials, what they are, but I literally had some things, not only just this game, but over the course of the year, I'm just tired of it. I can't handle it. I don't understand it. Very frustrating. There's just a small synopsis at the end. I need those timeouts, right? And I had to call a timeout because they clapped, which made our guys jump, right? And I had to point it out to them because they could do it on the next play, and if they're going to allow it. So now they're down a timeout. Obviously, then at the end of the half, they're at the end of the game. They have a big play. Get it down to the 5-yard line. We see them sub. So we sub, and they don't ever. They said they made a mistake and didn't T-bar, right? Which makes us burn a timeout, which was all the difference in the world in an end-of-game scenario. And then the play on Johnny, obviously, we'll appeal it. I saw it on the field. One of the things we wanted to do with this quarterback, sometimes when you have open hits on the quarterback, it's very tempting to lead with your head. And we've been trying to teach those guys to go for the ball. He was really loose on the ball. We obviously got one out in the first half. There was a play at the end of the game last week against Iowa where they got the ball out. So I think Johnny actually led with his hands. It just turned the game. Like it's maddening. It's absolutely the most frustrating thing to have one of your best players make a great play and to have it go 30 yards the other way is just insanity.
What do you do?
All right, so he'll appeal that, and there's a picture of Johnny leading with his hands. Somebody got the perfect picture.
Okay.
That doesn't look like leading with your helmet.
Hands first.
Tough stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Take that one to trial. Let's see if we come out on top.
Yeah, we lost the game. It's over.
All right. Illinois beat Rutgers in volleyball, okay. So we're 10-10 on the season.
Good.
Raina Terry with 28 kills.
All right.
So next up will be Huff Hall, Indiana, Wednesday at 7.
We are checking our more mild weather forecast with maybe rain coming with Mr. Meteorologist.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign and Panhandle this Saturday. Nice win in store for mid to late October. Changes ahead, though. Come the weekend in Minnesota next week. 68 today with a mostly sunny sky and increasing southeast to south wind. Not so cool tonight. Sky's fair. Dawn temperature with a south wind down to 54. Tomorrow, windy and warmer day with temperatures well above average at about 77 with a partly cloudy sky and a south wind 15 to 25 and gusty. A couple of showers break out after midnight tomorrow night. Near 60 and a windy and mild day on Wednesday. Variably cloudy, couple of showers in the morning again for the afternoon. The high about 73 degrees. Plenty of wet weather ahead for Thursday, Friday into the front part of the weekend. High temperatures on Thursday at 75, 77 on Friday. Showers continue for the weekend and back into much cooler and colder weather. Highest temperatures expected into the 60s Saturday and Sunday. May not get out of the 40s around here by mid next week. For Stevie G Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Busey's been around a very long time, over 150 years, and they are so involved in their community. They are doing volunteering. They are raising money for scholarships. Busey has all the lines of business you'd ever want, the 5 lines of business that you might need. They've got them there, personal, business, mortgage, a business, cash management, wealth management. Check with anybody at Busey. Remember, Busey is for 150-plus years, member FDIC. Back in just a moment. It is 720 in Champaign-Urbana.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
Ready for some much-needed pampering and girl time? Merle Norman is just the place. Join in on the fun and frolicking on Witch's Day Out, Friday, October 27th, starting at 11, at Merle Norman Cosmetic Studio. We're talking door prizes, a spinning wheel with prizes and treats. Gather your friends and jump on your broom for a day of fun. Learn what works for your skin and rock some hot new looks. It's the fun Witch's Day Out at Merle Norman, Friday, October 27th, starting at 11.
Hi, it's Stevie J. I want to invite you to Stevie J Travel's unveiling of the 2024 travel itinerary. Are you interested? You might as well come. It's free. 10:30 in the morning, Tuesday, November 7th at the beautiful iHotel. Keith from Premier will be there, and he'll kind of identify where you're going to go next year. We got the Albuquerque Balloon Festival. We got a trip to Alaska. We got great trains in the Grand Canyon. Some wonderful, unique trips that you'll be interested in taking a look at, and maybe even joining us on an excursion and an adventure next year. 2024 is upon us. We need to start thinking about where you're going. Stevie J Travel, you can go to steviejtravel.com for more information, or just simply come on over to the iHotel and Conference Center on Tuesday, November 7th, 10:30 in the morning, and we'll be excited to share some of the trips we partner with Premier on and some other surprises. Again, it's Stevie J Travel, iHotel, November 7th, 10:30 in the morning. Stevie J Travel, where do you want to go?
Yeah, we're excited to announce some of these, and there's a number of fantastic ones right here in the United States of America that you're going to like. Anyway, that'll be November 7th, iHotel. Love going to the iHotel. I was there Friday night for Living Alternatives.
It was a wonderful banquet to support really a great organization. And Mercy's Refuge, Pregnancy Resource Center, so many choices that you could make and have that organization walk alongside you if you're a woman facing pregnancy.
Alan, Lisa Robertson were the keynotes. I thought they did a really good job.
Me too.
Very compelling in some of their life, and they shared it in Duck Dynasty fame.
That's right.
And funny. And I thought Al's description that, you know, personalities are like dogs. Very funny.
That's right.
And had pictures of dogs and
the black lab, the yellow lab, the chocolate lab.
I said, my wife thinks I'm the best looking Robertson. And then he showed a picture of everybody. He said, but the bar is really low.
He was kind of known as the beardless brother.
Well, he said, I'm the Marilyn Munster of the Munsters, the normal looking one, which is, it was funny as well. But he's willing to be on with us anytime.
Yes.
So we got his contact info.
Sounds good.
And my daughter, Grace, did, I thought, a wonderful job.
Me too.
Did a great job. And so... it was really, really a good night, and then Illinois had a basketball game.
That's right,
and that was fun.
So 116-65 over Ottawa, which meant a lot of different players got to play, and it was great to just see their chemistry and how things will be moving on as we get into Sunday the 29th against number one Kansas.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see the format. I think we have officials. I don't know if they're wearing game jerseys
I would think there'll be over 10,000 people there, but I really don't know.
It's a fundraiser for Maui Strong.
They're still selling some of the upper level, I think, for $40 each.
Okay.
And again, I think fundraiser here on this. And, you know, how often do you get to see a preseason number one?
That's right.
And you know, I don't know if, again, I don't know exactly if they're going to play it like a game.
Right.
Or they're going to run some out of bounds and work on some. I don't know. I would think it'll be kind of a game, but... You know, everybody's going to wonder, where we stack up? You know, how good are we?
Yeah.
And we know Kansas is good. We know Hunter Dickinson's going to get booed, and he'll probably wave his hand, bring it on kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
But here's Brad Underwood after the ball game.
I think the worst thing that's happened in the last year is my eyesight has now gotten to the point where I can't read that without readers.
Talking about the statistics.
We're going to have to add about 10 pair of readers around the locker room.
Well,
increase the font. That's what I do, Brad.
He's like, what is he? Brad is 58 or something?
Right.
It happens when you're 40, people.
Okay.
40 years old is kind of Mark, you've held
I'm
on.
In his range, and I'm grabbing readers.
Well, I grabbed readers at 40, so I'm not feeling sorry for any of you.
I'm in the bench and everything else, so I can see the scouting report. But I'd like to thank Ottawa. Obviously, there's a connection there with Joey, and it's been well documented. But it's a good basketball team. It's a good NAIA basketball team, and I'm going to enjoy watching and following their progress throughout the season. And did some things that caused us some problems, and now I'm excited to go watch film and learn from that. Most of the emphasis going into tonight was not about personnel or anything they did. It was about just us having a fundamental base and making all the fundamental plays that we've been working on and trying not to make mistakes and communicate and over-communicate and value possessions. I thought we did a lot of good things. I loved the start of the game, obviously. Luke got us going. Marcus got us a couple extra possessions with offensive rebounds. I love the fact we had 26 assists.
Yeah, we 116 to something. I mean, it was you know, but and the reaction's good. Well, it was Ottawa. Okay, I get it, but we'll see.
Right.
We're dynamically different from the standpoint of maturity.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different ball club.
Mm-hmm.
Our average age just went up like 4 years.
Right.
So these are men playing. Senior night's going to take an hour and a half. It's going to be like 9 people leaving. So this is a different ball club. And we'll see. Time will tell. Luke Goody will be in Philo tomorrow.
Okay.
To start his show on Tuesdays with Lana Derrick.
Right. Since we have Luke Altmaier today, we have our Lukes coming in the 4 o'clock hour, which is awesome.
I do NIL deals with Lukes only. So it's Luke Altmaier, who, again, he played great. He had 100 yards rushing. Luke Altmaier, the quarterback, had 100 yards rushing, 100 yards passing.
Yeah.
Okay, that was football. Now we go to the Stever, my friends. Today I'm giving out $50 bills from Curtis Orchard.
Nice.
And we are off this weekend, so guess what you can do?
Okay.
Go to Curtis Orchard. Temperature's supposed to be in the 60s this weekend.
I'm loving it.
Yep, and take time. You're going to park way out on the back 40. It'll take a little time to park and walk.
Uh-huh.
Because Curtis Orchard, iconic and crowded in October.
Yes.
So, and then, of course, we'll get into November, December when you want to get those pies for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
You can pre-order all of that and have that off your to-do list of taking care of the pies, because I think you have, what, 6 or 8 different choices. And the pumpkin pie and the apple pie, everybody loves the pecan pie. So CurtisOrchard.com to find out all the details on that.
So if you go to GoStever.com, you can click and try for $50 to spend. And we are asking you to go to one cash register, because you can imagine how convoluted and complicated that would be. They have Stever buttons in all their registers, but you need to spend it all at once, because if you go to the back 40 and want to spend your final $11, there's no way to come.
That's right.
You can't do that.
Uh-huh.
So one spend, one cash register, please. And they are flying through there, as you can imagine, people.
Speaking of flying, the Flying Monkey Cafe is 11 to 2 throughout the month of October, and that has such great comfort food. I know Stevie and I went to visit, and they brought on the pumpkin bars with the cream cheese icing. Normally, I know you shoo off because the Sugar Buster days, some of the, but that was a treat that you, that went away very quickly.
Well, so. You have to be polite.
I know.
I mean, right?
Okay.
The host brings you some unbelievable pumpkin
bars.
I still remember how creamy that
yeah,
was.
Yeah, the icing.
So you got
delicious.
$50. It's ghoststever.com, ghoststever.com.
All kinds of outdoor activities, yeah. The large country store. The You Pick 'em Apples is a fun festive thing to do. You can get in on a hayrack ride or the corn maze or the pony rides on the weekends. They've got the playground. Of course, I love feeding the goats.
Yeah, all fun. Ghoststever.com, ghoststever.com.
I'm CJ Papa. Rocket sirens in towns in Israel that border Gaza. Well, Israeli warplanes striking targets across Gaza, and another small aid shipment was allowed into Hamas-ruled territory. Many believe the ground war is coming, but is politics keeping the troops from moving in?
The reality on the ground, based on American intelligence officials we're checking in with, regional intelligence officials from the Gulf, and also Israeli intelligence officials on deep background, tell us there is indeed American pressure. They want to see if they can get as many civilians out of Gaza that are currently being held hostage as possible.
Fox's Trey Yinks reporting the Israeli military confirming Hamas has 222 hostages. Republicans meet tonight for a closed-door session to hear pitches from speaker candidates. And in court later today, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is going to be arraigned on a new set of charges. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. An Urbana man charged with shooting earlier this month in Champaign. University of Illinois police say shots fired October 9th in the 600 block of South 2nd Street. Nobody hurt. Investigators identified Dominic Parrish as the shooter. He was arrested for reckless discharge of a firearm and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Giannoulias expanding parental leave for employees in his office. He signed an executive order to expand the office's parental leave policy from 4 weeks to 12 under the new policy. All of the 4,100 Secretary of State employees will receive up to 12 weeks of paid parental leave, regardless of whether they're birthing or non-birthing parent. Paxton soon helping people save money on their phone bills. The town is in the final stages of setting up free Wi-Fi downtown. That way people can have easier times loading different apps and searching the internet. Paxton applied for a grant from T-Mobile in May and were approved the following month. You're up to date. From the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Ben Amphis Saturday. Some nice mild days ahead. Plenty of rain ahead. Get it done while you may, where you can, and the best you can over the second half of the week. And a couple of more outbreaks expected over the weekend as we transition into more or less a mid to late November feel come early to mid next week. In the meantime, mostly sunny, breezy, and milder afternoon highs today on your Monday at about 68. The southeast to south wind increasing at 12 to 22 and gusty. Not so cool tonight. Fair and in the 50s. Tomorrow, windy, warmer, partly cloudy, 77 for the high. That's almost 15 above average with a south wind 15 to 25 and gusty. A couple of showers break out after midnight tomorrow night. Lows down to about 60 and up to 73 we climb with a couple of showers both morning and afternoon on Wednesday. Breezy, mild weather Thursday. More rain ahead both morning and afternoon. The high about 75. A couple of showers and thunderstorms 77 on Friday. Showers for the weekend. High temperatures in the 60s, but by Monday, Tuesday next week, only in the 40s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Greg Solier.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Thank you.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the People's Choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, 735. Study says shouting at children can be as harmful as sexual or physical abuse.
What?
Okay.
Well, we need to learn more about this. President, that's a lot of people's technique to discipline their kids.
I guess it depends what you're saying, right? Too. There's some of that.
True.
You're screaming in their face and you're swearing at them.
Yeah.
That could be pretty traumatic. The president, chief executive officer of the Center for Integrative Counseling and Psychology, counseling over 25 years. He's never been stumped. Brad Schwal. Why are you laughing, Brad?
I've never been stumped, but I have been frustrated before. Yeah. But what we're talking about, as you said, is very serious criticism, yelling that undermines a child's sense of self and esteem. But typically I'm not stumped, but I'm not perfect.
Okay. So again, I can't imagine this would be anywhere near the level of sexual abuse.
Well, it is. So our therapists and psychologists at the center and in our profession, we're thinking of all forms of abuse when we're talking about abuse. So there is no better abuse or worse abuse. Physical, verbal, sexual, emotional, all have a harmful impact, and the consequences in children's lives last for years.
How can you determine definitively, Brad, when people talk about this, to try and figure out the effects it had when some people simply won't be as open when it comes to sexual abuse?
Right. Well, we have to think about what our job is as parents. It is to protect, to provide safety and security, recognizing that imbalance of power. We are the adults. So, A, we have power. B, we need to act like adults. And whenever a behavior crosses a boundary and it creates a sense of insecurity, it is traumatic. So certainly, you know, there's the common comments, why would you do that? You know, when I was your age, and we might get frustrated, and we're not going to be perfect, but when words are putting children down for who they are, frequency, consistency of it happening, and then the intensity, we have to recognize that just like physical abuse undermines a child's sense of security, so does verbal abuse.
What's the difference between a swat on the butt to correct and spanking?
Well, when it comes to corporal punishment, we again have to think about security and safety. We also have to think about what is most effective. There certainly are many viewpoints on spanking. But effective discipline is focused on showing our kids what we want them to be able to do more than just showing them what we don't want them to do. We also recognize that excited attention actually inadvertently reinforces the behavior. So when it comes to a swat or a pat, we really need to think overall about what is most effective and what is most safe for a child. But abuse is any time a child's safety is threatened and there is use of force or power that is not edifying and focused on teaching a child and guiding a child and nurturing a child.
Right, Brad. Can you talk about the proper way to discipline a child? Like, I know somebody who takes their child aside and goes over what the problem was, what the solution should have been, and I expect better from you, and maybe an apology, and then a SWAT, and maybe a timeout, and then a total reset and moving on.
Yeah. I think that sounds good. I don't know if the SWAT in that is necessary. All of it sounded great. You know, one tip that we often forget is just to prepare your child for what is about to happen. So you go into the grocery store and you say, hey, we're not buying any candy. We're not buying any balloons at the counter. We're going to go in and get what we need for dinner and go out. Or, hey, in 5 minutes, we're leaving the park and I want you to walk by my side. We're going to go home and get on to our next activity. The more that we let kids know what to expect and tell them what we want them to do, they want to live up to that. Mm-hmm. So certainly there's the response to the undesirable behavior, but often we can prevent the undesirable behavior from happening anyway. But when we do redirect, we say, hey, I saw you do this. When this happens, you know, it doesn't work out, and here's what you can do the next time. And most importantly, also helping kids navigate their feelings, helping them problem solve, helping them build skills that help them be successful.
It's Brad Schwalland at Tapman's Toy and Phone Line. We're talking children, counseling, psychology. Study says yelling is as detrimental as sexual abuse, which I still have struggles with, but you're the psychologist. I am not. The new 217 texter, and you're welcome to text in, 217-359-2255. Texter says, the new style of parenting has some very good points. My question is, why is the behavior of children becoming so much more volatile? One thing that is not being taught is respect to responsibility. What do you say to that, Brett?
Yes, I do think there are many different influences on kids' behavior now than years past. Certainly social media. There's a lot of volatility in our world. Kids are, I believe, still adjusting from the pandemic. And so we do recognize that there's a change in behavior, and teachers will say that. The focus does need to be on teaching that respect and responsibility. It is a matter of building that into that character, social and emotional learning into our everyday lives with kids at school, giving parents education. Also important to address mental health. You know, most people don't know that 20% of kids face a mental health challenge any given year. So that's 2 out of 10. So you think about a child soccer team, 2 out of 10 of those children, each 10 of those children on that team are dealing with a mental health challenge, ADHD, anxiety, depression. And while we not think of that as misbehavior, certainly mental health challenges do influence and impact behavior.
Wait, no, is that because of societal stuff, Brad, or is it because it's always been there and we've never identified it?
It has always been there. Now, certainly we see increases in anxiety among young adults, let's say. So the world is a more anxious place. But it is true that we don't talk about mental health, and we haven't talked about mental health. And so that leads us to believe it's always been there. We've just kept it aside. So,
well,
more people.
You go 1965. If you don't turn on Walter Cronkite, you don't read the paper, you're not hearing about squat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything's on your phone, and we're exposing kids. You know, I've been on this tangent for a number of years where I would ban the smartphone for anybody under 18 at this point. I really would.
Okay.
I mean, it's a net bad
it's
for under 18.
It's just unrealistic.
I'm just
all.
Saying the problem is right in front of us in the right hand of our palm. That's where I'm telling you, it's worse than we think for adults too, Brad.
Well, and I know it used to be when the kid hit double digits, they got the phone. But I've seen a 6-month-old with the screen in front of
them. It's an electronic babysitter now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is a concern. You know, back in the 60s, 80s, whenever it was, rumors and gossip, it took a lot of work to spread gossip.
Yeah, no, right.
And so teenagers are dealing with that fear of missing out, that comparison to others. And I will say that what you're saying does start with the parents. So if we don't want our kids being negatively influenced by social media and their screens, we have to model that and make sure that we're not sitting there at dinner on our phone rather than talking to our kids.
Yeah, but who taught us how to be parents, right? I mean, Breakfast Club, old movie, said you need a license to fish, but you don't need anything to be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're flunking the unity at home thing, the foundation of faith. We're flunking.
What's
we're,
the three prongs we're not, on a stool? The parents, the schools, and
the kiddo. I mean, you've got to have a comment. But the parents, I don't know, they're struggling. They're single parents, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to make enough money to pay for stuff. And so you got heightened everything, Brad.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, about the license, you know, we aren't taught how to communicate. We're not even taught how to manage feelings. And I will say that each individual community does need to focus on how do we answer, what is the antidote to these problems that we're talking about, and that is parent education, that is equipping parents with tools for parenting effectively. So while it is a difficult world, I do know in the communities where we serve, we're focused on building community that does support families, and that's what everybody listening needs to be thinking about is what are those remedies to the problems that we're facing? Because the problems are intense and many, many, many challenges. But for our kids, we've got to be intentional or else those problems will continue.
Not an easy thing. I think the most important thing anybody can do in their life is make sure their kids are good, because I don't know. Who cares what board you're on? Who cares how much money you got?
That's right.
How are your kids doing?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the focus should be absolutely on raising the next
generation. Well, and we haven't even touched on schools and how they should be disciplining our kids so that it's not so crazy in the classroom.
Well, right now we're just worried about staying safe in school.
Right.
I mean, oh my gosh. Things have just really... Well, it's been a happy talk, Brad.
Yeah,
we appreciate you.
Welcome to your week here.
Brad Schwall, S-C-H-W-A-L-L, President, Chief Executive Officer at the Center for Integrative Counseling and Psychology. How can people find you and your group?
The centercounseling.org is our website. And when you go to resources, we do have lots of tips on parenting and TV news segments as well. So the centercounseling.org, come check out some of our resources.
And you think a real key in your life is what are your priorities, right? What are your priorities?
Absolutely.
That's where
Absolutely.
It really is.
And we can do that each day, and maybe we can turn our conversation positive and ask the question, you know, what can you do today to encourage a kid, to encourage a parent? In parenting, and because we all are good enough, and that encouragement actually can lead us to live up to it.
Very good point, Brad.
And if you can, two parents are better than one, right? I mean, that's proven.
We do have to respect the fact that there are single parents, and they can be excellent parents.
Yep.
We all need support. We all need somebody that's there to have our back, and we can find that in different ways.
Brad Schwall, thanks for your time. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
All right. From Dallas, Texas this morning on the Tapmas Towing phone line.
And a lot of parenting tips and more, finding out about resources in our community. 65 plus on the vendors at Marketplace Mall between 11 and 4 this Saturday, October 28th. And you can find out more at disabilityresourceexpo.org.
All right, 7:49, some sports headlines, Brad. Underwood happy after our win Friday night.
116-65 over Ottawa.
Yeah.
Nice exhibition game.
So the next action that we'll see will be Sunday night.
Yes.
This Sunday night.
Against Kansas.
Kansas in
town.
Already Bill
October Salt, 29th, the 5 o'clock start.
You know, raising money for the poor people in Maui.
Maui strong.
Lahaina burned down pretty much. You know, I believe that The banyan tree is going to live, though.
Is that right?
It's lost some, but my understanding is the banyan tree, which is famous, it was several blocks big.
Right.
Kids have climbed on it.
Oh, my goodness.
And the whole downtown is gone. But the only other thing I think was a church that was untouched. Is that not a God moment? Yeah. I don't know how
I should look into that.
Look into under church in Maui, okay. And see, and you'll see a picture, and somehow it avoided being burned to the ground like everything else.
Mm.
And the fact that the banyan tree was so old and so amazing, that again, that thing just went on and on and on. I think they thought that they lost some of it, but it will survive. But we'd been up and down those streets several times. And, of course, our basketball team had been to Maui many times, so yeah. Was Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought this was an appropriate thing to do. Well, it was really a frustrating end to the Illinois football game and just crushing, really, because we had the game. We really did. It was a winnable game. I didn't think for a second until, obviously, second half, that there was no way. The crowd was fantastic, really into homecoming. 54,000 people. Yeah. It wasn't one of those games where you walk in, find your seat, just sit over there. No, it was.
Nope, you needed to be in the right area. I know we adjusted a few times.
I know, because you got to be in your seat number because there are actually people there.
54,000, that's awesome.
The sellout's 60. So it's just, brutal because it was right there. And as it works, I know, I always think stupid, but Iowa lost, meaning the last four games we win them all, we play for the Big Ten championship.
Agreed.
That was what was going to happen. I mean, and you look at they're not going to win. Yeah, Indiana, Northwestern, at Minnesota. Now they beat at Iowa. They won. So, but they're winnable. But if you beat Maryland, that was the whole premise. You had Wisconsin beat Brett Bielema after the game.
obviously, a very tough one to swallow. Give a lot of credit to our fans. The homecoming crowd out there today was absolutely awesome. Know that we haven't been able to secure a win for these guys and the fans, but to show up the way they did today on a beautiful day, and really thought we did enough to win this game. I know our preparation, guys were into it, locked in. I really thought offense, defense, special teams felt good about the plan coming in. Obviously could execute some things, have a lot of guys stepping up into new roles or new opportunities, and I thought on offense, you know, to get Caden more involved in the game. Luke continues to do good things in the creative department with his legs. He did a lot of really different things. Got a couple guys involved offensively in the throw game. Defensively, we had a few guys get back healthy, but we're just paper thin a couple times at certain positions. And just the flow of the game was very frustrating. And, one thing we have now is obviously a bye week to kind of gather our thoughts, and we got a four-game schedule that's got all Big Ten teams in front of us, and you know we obviously got to take it one game at a time. But at least those four games on the back end, you'd hope be able to get ourselves in a position to be a little bit of a light at the end of the year that's positive.
Okay, Brett Bielema after the game, he said, "Hey, we're appealing the targeting call against Johnny Newton." There's a really good picture on Twitter which shows he does lead with his hands, and it was such a bang. He just came with incredible NFL-type speed and hit the guy, and it was more of a face mask on the top of his shoulder, but it looked like it might have clipped his chin. But it wasn't like the targeting right at his helmet to helmet. It wasn't anything like that. And you can make a rule and say, or you can say based on the rule, you could call that, or you could not call that. They called roughing the passer as it was, which, again, I don't even know if it – anyway. It was just a hard deal. And then, again, losing your best player, the momentum was gone. It did not feel any way we were going to win that game after that happened. Just that sinking feeling that we felt. But it was 27 seconds left. They run a lineman into the end zone that was eligible, wide open.
Yeah.
Ouch.
I know.
All right. 7:53.
Just to finish our thought about some of the Maui fire stuff, that church did survive, and it was built in 1846. Reverend Monsignor Terrence Watanabe says it's an incredible miracle that the church survived even as nearby buildings were destroyed. And the huge banyan tree, charred by the wildfires in Maui, sprouting new green leaves,
amazing,
giving hope that all was not completely lost in the flames.
But, I mean, if you're not a believer, how would you explain the church?
I know.
It just... remarkable. Buildings around the church burned, but not the church. All right, 7:54. Back with your weather next. Always a pleasure to talk about Donnie up in Long Branch Steakhouse here in beautiful downtown Gifford. Well, you know what, friends? It's never too early to make your Christmas party reservations at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. They are taking party reservations for December. Dates are filling up quickly. Don't be left out this year. If you want a fabulous night at the Long Branch for your office party, get it done now. Connect with the Long Branch Steakhouse and book your Christmas party. Long Branch Steakhouse, beautiful downtown Gifford. We're doing ours there.
Yes, we are.
I'm doing the ribeye, mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese.
And really, you could just place that order for probably everybody on the staff to make it easy.
You want the big ribeye?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're excited about that. We're doing ours there, and he only has like four dates left. So if you want the Long Branch, it seats 54.
Mm-hmm.
It's
just have your company take over downtown Gifford at the Long Branch.
And your people will love it. Absolutely. We have fun.
We do.
Five till.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois. Champaign and Panhandle Saturday. Nice win in store for mid to late October. Changes ahead, though. Come the weekend and more so to next week. 68 today with a mostly sunny sky and increasing southeast to south wind. Not so cool tonight. Sky's fair. Dawn temperature with a south wind down to 54. Tomorrow, windy and warmer day with temperatures well above average at about 77 with a partly cloudy sky and a south wind 15 to 25 and gusty. A couple of showers break out after midnight tomorrow night. Low near 60 and a windy and mild day on Wednesday. Variably cloudy, couple of showers in the morning again for the afternoon. The high about 73 degrees. Plenty of wet weather ahead for Thursday, Friday into the front part of the weekend. High temperatures on Thursday at 75, 77 on Friday. Showers continue for the weekend and back into much cooler and colder weather. High temperatures expected into the 60s Saturday and Sunday. May not get out of the 40s around here by mid next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
I'm Justin Ike, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Ike, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground, plus sewer, waterline, and sump pump repairs. For details on this great 45-year family-owned business, just go to fredcu.com. That's fredcu.com.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison, Champaign. Way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
Ready for some much-needed pampering and girl time? Merle Norman is just the place. Join in on the fun and frolicking on Witch's Day Out, Friday, October 27th, starting at 11, at Merle Norman Cosmetic Studio. We're talking door prizes, a spinning wheel with prizes and treats. Gather your friends and jump on your broom for a day of fun. Learn what works for your skin and rock some hot new looks. It's the fun Witch's Day Out at Merle Norman, Friday, October 27th, starting at 11.
All right, got a break for the news and come back with our second hour of the program. Mm-hmm. Do not forget, it's the Jay Layman Experience today.
Yes.
What will Jay say? It was hard. I try and keep an arm's length. I don't want sports to really affect me mm-hmm. longer than an hour. Mm-hmm. It's a hard challenge, but that one, that was hard. And imagine being all in, like the coaches and their mm-hmm. families and everything else, mm-hmm. and how brutal of a loss that was.
Yeah.
It was hard.
Because we led the whole game until the fourth quarter.
We were going to win that football game. Yeah. We deserved to win the football game, but we didn't win the football game. It was just hard, and it happens. And so you got to shake it off and move on. But
and we'll be talking with Lou Altmaier, too, so that's in the 4 o'clock hour.
So, okay, yes, Luke Altmaier, I think a terrific, and he's quick and faster than you'd think because he gets through the gap and all of a sudden it's 15 yards. And he had some wonderful runs. He really is our leading rusher. Caden Fagan looks like he's 90-some yards rushing.
I mean, I like that. His second start as like a freshman,
It's just the conference we're in, this is the last year for the West. It's just people are saying, here, please win this. It's just so wide open. And that game would have honestly given us a shot just to win the conference West. Anyway, just move on. Whatever. Okay.
And we got a bye week to reset at least.
All right, we're going to break for this. We'll be right back. The new phone etiquette. You need to know this. Who to leave messages for, who to even call.
And be polite
and
be brief.
That's coming up next. It's WSJK Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, ESPN 93.5. It's Diane. I'm Stevie J, and it's time for the news.